Good morning, Chiefs Kingdom. It's a beautiful day for football as a Chiefs.
I don't know about you, man. But win or lose, I'm always down for my team. Kenny. Every day I wake up, I'm a Chief. When I walk out the door, I'm a Chief. White, yellow, red, hat.
What up, what up, what up? It's Voice of the Kingdom with Kevo and Yo-Yo.
What up?
All right, first things first, we want to give a shout out to our homie K Dean for hooking us up with the intro song. It's called I'm a Chief. Make sure y'all check him out on YouTube. And we just want to go over some things with y'all. We have a great show for y'all. All right, so Kev, what are we going to be talking about today?
All right, so we're going to go over some injuries because we got one more preseason game left. And then on Saturday, we're down to the 53. So we're going to look at some key injuries. We're going to go over the standings, predictions, how we think the season's going to play out. Take out some stats a little bit, but, you know, that's not how the hell we roll. So we're just going to check out some stats and predictions from that point. And just once again, I want to thank everybody. This is the first show for those that listened on the show we dropped on Saturday and gave the feedback. You know, we appreciate that because that's the only way we're going to make this a better show is from you guys' reviews and from your comments and stuff like that. Whenever we drop it, just get out there and retweet it, you know, post it on Facebook, whatever you got to do, just spread the word because we want to make this a big, fun, exciting experience for Chiefs Kingdom.
Yep.
Because we're just two cats that was on Twitter and it's like, hey, you want to do a podcast? Yeah, let's cool. Let's fucking do it. So that's what we did. And, you know, we is here and just enjoy the ride because it's going to be fun. Okay. All right, so first things first, we're going to go over some key injuries. Most notably is the one and only Eric Berry. He hasn't practiced in what? What's it been, almost 3 weeks now?
Yeah, they said something like 17 or 18 days.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. I've said it on Twitter, and I've seen it multiple times. This is EB's 8th or 9th. Well, he could be going on 10 years. I think it's his 9th year. And he's been in the system for 6 years. So I don't mind him not seeing him play, but I'd like to see him practice a little bit so he's ready to go come, you know, September 9th. Going back to that injury last year, yeah, everybody's heart kind of stopped.
Yeah, he was shutting down Gronk the whole game. Like, we just knew that the Chiefs was going to the Super Bowl based off of that one game.
And it was one of them things where, like, it was like DJ the year before in that Oakland game knew, like, you know, the optimistic Chiefs fan in this is hoping and praying, like, please don't let it be the Achilles. Just please, you know, just a sprained ankle or something, let him be okay. But, like, we knew. Like, deep down, we knew.
Yep. And next thing you know, they just playing it in slow motion on TV, and we just saw it.
Yeah, that was rough. You know, not as bad as Conley's Achilles, though, because you remember that, how it was slow motion, how it just kind of ruptured. That was disgusting, because you saw that motherfucker just ripple up his leg. It's like, you know, it's just like,
he just done for it.
Yeah, that was a little nasty, but EB, just hey, just be ready to go September 9th. Please and thank you.
But with that being said, we're not going to pretend like the Chiefs don't need a safety.
Yes.
Like I said before, Eric Murray was not the answer to EB going down last year.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. There's no replacement, which means that we need to sign someone. But I'll keep my "we need to sign Eric Reed" comments to myself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I haven't seen as much from Armani Watts as I would have liked. So I am down with bringing in Eric Reed because he's a very good player. I mean, he's not Eric Berry, but he's a very, really good player. And he's been in the league a few years, and I think you can't not think that he would help. He's a solid player. Mm-hmm. You know, politics aside, you know, it's been 50 years since he won a championship. I don't give a hell. I don't give a fuck who you root for, you know, politically, you know, like none of that shit. I just want a guy that's going to help us get a parade, you know. The Royals parade was dope as fuck. I want to see one in all red. I think it'd be bigger and better, you know.
About time.
You know, because we're on three generations since anybody's seen Super Bowl in this town, so that's all I'm going to say on that. So, the next key injury, well, actually, we had two guys come back. LDT, the Canadian doctor, and Steven Nelson are back. They're both in concussion protocol, but they're back in practice, I think, as of yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, that's good to know. Especially with Larry, because dude's a mauler on that line. Like he brings that nastiness that we need, especially in the run game. Like, you need him to stay healthy. I know he's had a couple of concussions, but
he a doctor, he can fix himself.
Yeah, but hey, you know, I'm good, you know, just stay healthy, baby. That's all I want, just stay healthy.
Right, that's all we need from you.
Yep. Steven Nelson is back as well, like we said, and that's good because hopefully that's less Emerson I have to see. D-A. Like, you know, speaking of David Emerson, I honestly don't think he's going to make the 53. Like, I hope so.
I really hope so because I looked at it. I was like, we be making fun of the Raiders for being the AARP club. But, like, mm-hmm. David Emerson, he there too.
Yeah, dude's trash. Like, you know, like, you know, try to get him benefit of doubt, you know, ex-Raider, he was shitty last year. Like, okay, I'm going to give you benefit of doubt. But it's, you know, like, dude just looks,
looks winded on the field.
It just looks winded, looks shitty, just looks overmatched. So, I think, and I would like to think, and I hope that Brett Veach and Andy recognize that he's not going to cut it, and they make a move. Like, I don't know who, but make a fucking move. Hey, Breland's still out there. You know, he's not Marcus Peters. He's not an all-pro, but he's head and shoulders better than Emerson. And I think, you know, he's a legit number two cornerback. So I think that would be a good we've all been in agreement since that motherfucker was up here in St. Joe that, hey, come on now. So I think he'd be a good pickup. But last injury is, you know, Dirty Dan Sorensen. I think he's going to go to IR. I don't know why.
Dan Sorensen old. Okay? He old.
Shit, with the knees now, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're talking about 4 to 6 weeks, you know, and that's just, you know, for him to be healed. That's not – who knows if that includes – actually getting on the field doing stuff. So by the time he could be ready, it could be week 8 or week 9, shit, it could be later than that. So right. I would go ahead and just throw him on IR. I mean, you know, I've said it before, I would be fine with him cutting him though as well, because cutting him, I'm not sure how much cap space that's going to save, but that's extra money for Breland. Give Breland a 2-year deal. And like, that'll definitely get him here. Get him a 2-year deal, and I think you can get him here. You don't want to see guys go down with injuries, but you know.
Yo, if they cut Ron Parker last year, then they should have been cut Dan. But you know, loyalty, we roll on loyalty here.
Yeah, which is fine, but to a certain, but it gets to a point to where, like, we're starved for Super Bowl. Like, you need guys that are going to help in Super Bowl. Like, like if Daniel Sorensen was making vet men. I'd be fine with keeping him, and you know, him just being a practice. I mean, being a special team superstar, that's fine with me. But you know, you're paying him like a decent safety, and we didn't get that last year. Like, he got exposed.
Yep.
You know, when EV went down, him and Parker both got exposed. So, you know, hey, it's not my call, but you know, I wouldn't cry if he was cut in order to make room for Breland.
Brings me to the point that we have to start searching for safeties, but you know, if Veach ain't gonna do nothing, then he ain't gonna do nothing. Somebody said that they fully expect us to go 6-10. Well, Chiefs fan. fan, but they said that they fully expect us to go 6-10.
And I mean, that's what happens when you're born and bred a Chiefs fan. You know, sometimes that pessimism just rears its ugly fucking head, and then it's just like, because you know, like after you know after Saturday, you know, I was kind of like, oh man. So.
Yeah, shit was shaky. Shit was shaky.
Yeah.
So
let's kind of go ahead. All right, so let's go ahead and segue into how we think things are going to play out. But before, you know, we go through predictions, I just want to read off the wide receivers that are going to be playing this year. Okay, so we got Keenan Allen twice, Antonio Brown and Smith-Schuster once, Demaryius Thomas twice, and Emmanuel Sanders twice. AJ Green, Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Larry Fitzgerald, Amari Cooper twice, Doug Baldwin, and I went ahead and threw in Tyler Lockett because the kid can run and could be a problem. So that's some really, really good wide receivers going to be facing this year.
Yo, we're AJ, AB, Juju, they gonna run over us.
Yeah.
As of right now, how the squad's looking right now, if Brett Leach and Andy don't get it together, those are just the beginning of who's gonna run over us.
Yeah, because unless they have Kendall Fuller playing on every team number one, you know the opposing teams are gonna have, if Emerson is still here, they're gonna have they're number one on him, or like this Pittsburgh game, you know, just imagine Emerson on Antonio Brown and Scandrick on Smith-Schuster. You know, that scares the hell out of me.
And you know, Bob Sutton is not going to move Kendall to everybody's number one, because he definitely didn't do that with Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters stayed on, they didn't throw to his side. And you think, oh, let me move him over here. Bob Sutton was like, no. So who we have on the outside last year besides Marcus Peters? Steven Nelson?
And Terrence Mitchell.
Yeah. And you know, T. Mitch, he was in penalty trouble every time.
Yeah. I mean, I think Eric Berry going down exposed a lot because, in 2016, he looked decent. But, you know, he had somebody, you know, he had a competent all-pro safety behind him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when he was like, you remember the Oakland game in Oakland where Cooper just shit, well, he shit on everybody, but he was just he was butt fucking Terrence Mitchell. like it was bad. It was not pretty. But this is why I mean, you know, Veach and Reed know who they're playing this year. You know, if I can see who they're playing and know that number two cornerback is an issue, they know it as well. So that's why I still feel that a move's going to get made.
Yeah.
So, but so we're just going to cross our fingers on that. So, all right, Yo-Yo, why don't you go ahead and give me your season predictions for our Kansas City Chiefs in 2018.
All right. So, I don't think, I want to say maybe we're going 10-6. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to do it too low, because we're going to win the division, to me, like we always do.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to be the Chiefs over the Chargers, mm-hmm. the Steelers over the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
See, the 49ers one kind of got me shaky because, you know, Jimmy G, he was a kind of one and done to me because, you know, just like Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played that preseason game against who they go against, the Browns, he looked like shit. So I don't know if Jimmy G going to be on the same road like that. So I'm a little shaky on that, but I'll go ahead and put the Chiefs.
Okay.
We're going to definitely win against the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
The Jags, I hate to say it, but the Jags got us.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, we know the Patriots, like we know their car. Like we know them. So I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah.
But I think we got that one.
Okay.
The Bengals, they're going to win. We're going to shit on the Broncos. I'm a little shaky on the Browns, but then again, okay. I watched like how their offense moved, and I would never say with them going 0-16 that the Chiefs will lose to them. So I definitely got the Chiefs over the Browns. I got the Chiefs over the Cardinals. I got the Rams over the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs over the Raiders. Ravens over Chiefs. Again, Chiefs over Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Seahawks over the Chiefs. And then I got the Raiders. I mean, the Chiefs over the Raiders.
All right. So what's that got you? You said 10-6?
I think it's 10-6. Let me check one more time.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep, 10-6.
Okay. So we got the same records, but it's pretty much everything the same except for a couple games. So like I said plenty of times, I cannot pick the Chargers to beat us until they do it.
Yep.
So week one, I got Chiefs getting the dub. Week two, at Pittsburgh, I got us taking the L. I got us winning against the 49ers. I got us winning against Denver, Monday Night Football at Denver. Now, this Jacksonville game, when I first kind of went through it, I was like, okay, that's a loss. But, you know, they just lost Marquise Lee, the number one target, and other cats behind them is like, who? But, you know, that number two cornerback position, I mean, you know, I'm saying that now and it could get ugly. But I think our run defense is going to be much improved with Hitchens and Ragland. I think they could, you know, in a perfect world, Shaq put 8 men in the box, keep Fournette in check, and I think they could get that. I think they could win. You know what? I'm going to change week five from a loss to a win. So,
Because to be honest, no matter who you put Tyreek on or who they put Tyreek on, he can outrun them. That's all he got to do.
Yeah, because I mean, Jalen Ramsey, I think he's the best cornerback in the league right now. But yeah. I think Tyreek Hill could dust the fuck out of him, especially with fucking Mega Man Mahomes tossing that, you know, launching a cannon every damn time. If you want, like, I think he could beat him. Now, you know, intermediate stuff, I think Ramsey could, you know. But, like, on crossers or, you know, just a straight post route or, like, just go streak down the field. Until I see it, I think Tyreek could have a big game, you know. So week five, I changed Jacksonville game from a loss to a win. I got us losing at New England. I got us beating the Bengals, Denver, at Cleveland and Cardinals. I got all four of those games as wins. I got us losing that Monday Night Football game in Mexico City to the Rams because I think with Gurley and their weapons, I think that could be an issue. We got the bye week 12, of course. I actually got us losing week 13 at Oakland.
Are you doing? You know, the last time we lost against them, it was a technicality.
Yeah. I think that's going to be – because, you know, every year since Andy's been here, we've had that what-the-fuck loss was that. Like, what was that kind of loss?
Yeah.
And I think that could be the game. I got us winning against Baltimore. I got us once again beating the Chargers. I got us losing at Seattle, and I got us beating Oakland week 17. So, because I changed week 5 Jacksonville to a win, I got us at 11-5. I think,
and see, that's not that bad.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is going to be contingent on this pass defense. Like I said a few days ago, we don't need them to be an elite defense. They don't need to be Jacksonville or, you know, Denver from a few years ago. They just need to be like 15-20, you know, and total yards.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, all that matters is who and how many times letting guys get in the end zone. But I think, you know, they middle of the pack in defense. I think you know, they'll win 11 games. So what do you have for AFC West standings?
All right, I got the Chiefs, the Chargers, surprisingly the Broncos, and then I have the Raiders. The Raiders, I truly and honestly believe that they will be going 5-11.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to complain about that.
Maybe 6-10, but I don't expect them to win more than that.
Okay.
I have the Broncos going around 7-9. I have the Chargers kind of being up there with us by going 9-7. And then us going 10-6 or 11-5.
Okay. Okay, so we're pretty much the same, but a couple of differences. So when I first did this a few hours ago, went over standings, I had us at 10-6. I'm going to say Clippers because I got it written out, LAC. I had the Chargers at 10-6, at Oakland at 7-9, and Denver at 5-11. I got us winning the division because of tiebreaker. But if we win that 11th game anyway, it doesn't matter. I think Oakland, just kind of looking at their schedule, can pull out 7 games. I just, with Denver, I'm just not completely sold on Case Keenum. I think a lot of last year predicated on just that defense was absolutely elite. I mean, we know Denver has a pretty good defense, but, I mean, they're a year older. And, like, I mean, if Case Keenum goes down, so say he gets hurt, like, Denver's going 3-13. Like, if Keenum goes down early, they're going 3-13, maybe 2-14. Because behind Keenum is an absolute shit show with Denver. Quarterback, shit. Oakland, if something happens to Carr again, you know, Gruden a couple of days ago said he wasn't sure who the hell the backup quarterback was. So I could easily I could easily see both of them only winning 3 or 4 games if their quarterbacks go down. But as of right now, I got the Chiefs at 11-5 or 10-6. People want to say Clippers. San Diego. Even for San Diego. The L.A. Chargers, I got them at 10-6, but we won the division based on tiebreakers. So, Chargers, if you want a little respect from this Chiefs fan, win, beat us. Beat us. I mean, that's just where I am. And, like, once again, I got Oakland at 7-9 and Denver at 5-11. Just real quick, going back to our schedule, I think – I mean, typically, I mean, this isn't a baseball season, so one game doesn't make or break, you know, the season like it wouldn't. Well, I guess, let me rephrase that. This is football season, so it's not like baseball where one game doesn't matter. This is only a 16-game schedule. I think week one is going to tell us exactly what kind of team we're going to be. Like, I think we'll know real quick. I mean, yes, shit could happen, and we win week one and then lose 15 in a row. I don't see that happening. but I think week one.
Shit like that better not happen.
Yeah, oh, man. Because if that, it's going to be a great podcast, everybody. If we, I'm telling you, if that happens, it's going to be a great podcast. But I think week one, we will know instantly what kind of team we're going to have. Could be wrong, but that's my opinion and that's what I'm sticking to. We're going to know real quick what kind of team we're going to have. I think week one decides the division.
Yeah. The only thing I wouldn't panic about is how well we cover Keenan Allen. Because believe it or not, I hate to say this, everybody will hate me, Keenan Allen used to sometimes smoke Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
So we just got to – don't panic over that. But anything else, be on alarm.
Yeah. I mean
– when they say don't panic – panic.
I mean, I think Keenan Allen's the top 15, 16 wide receiver. You know, I mean, as much as we give Phillip Rivers shit, I mean, he's still a great quarterback. You know, he just always shits the bed against us, which I'm perfectly cool with. Keep doing you, Phillip. Keep doing you with all them damn kids. so.
Wait, Kev, I know you're not talking.
Yeah. Let me shut my mouth. Okay, so Let's kind of segue. I mean, just for fun, I was kind of looking at some stats because, you know, who doesn't like, you know, predicting stats, especially, you know, us fantasy football players. Oh, and speaking of that, you know, you called me out on that. I DM'd you and like, hey, we got one more spot. Like, hey, you want to join? Yes or no? But, you know, no response to the next day. So whatever.
Everybody listening, please, please know that no matter what Camp tells you, he did not invite me to play fantasy football with him and the others. I don't care what he says. I am telling y'all the truth. And if y'all need me, go to my Twitter. I have the receipts.
Oh, okay? I got receipts. Hey, I got receipts as well. But hey, you know what it is? We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
It be your own co-host.
Mm-hmm. It be your own goddamn co-host. Mm. My head. Okay, so I was sitting in my work van board, kind of going over this stuff. And I'm like, let me just kind of how I think offensively some stats are going to play out. So I guess Patrick Mahomes likes Showtime, but who gives a damn what he thinks? We're going to pick his goddamn nickname. Anyway.
Right.
So how I got it planned out statistically for him, I think he's going to pass for about 4,200 yards. I got 35 touchdowns, which is 5 more than the record, which is crazy. We've been around 58 years or more, 59 years, something like that. And 30 is the record for touchdown passing the season done by Lynn Dawson. That's absolutely crazy. But I think Mr. Mahomes breaks that this year. So I got him for 4,200 yards, 35 TDs, and 12 picks. A lot of guys think – I've seen a lot of, you know, 16, 17 interceptions. I don't think he's going to throw that many interceptions because the kid seems to, you know, learn from mistakes pretty quickly. So I don't think he's going to throw as many.
He might throw – I don't want to say one every game, but I'll say one every other game.
Yeah, and if that's the case, that's only 8 interceptions. And, I mean, yeah. I don't expect it to be Alex missed 5 interceptions, something like that, because, you know, Alex just didn't pull the trigger on a lot of things. So, I mean, you know, this is still his first year starting, so there's going to be that what-the-fuck throw was that, you know.
Right.
But
like, who was you throwing to?
But, I mean, Alex had a couple of those, too, so. You know, as long as he's putting up yards and TDs, I can live with the occasional what the hell was that. So, I think, you know, a lot of guys think Travis Kelce's going – I mean, Tyreek's going to be the biggest recipient of Mahomes. I think statistically it's going to be Kelce. I got him for 85 receptions, 1,300 yards, and 13 touchdowns. I think he is going to put in work in the middle of the field with – Tyreek on the outside, Sammy on the outside, I think, and Kareem can catch the ball at the backfield. I think Travis is going to have a hell of a season statistically. Barring injuries.
I'll agree with that.
Barring injuries, I'm looking at 85 catches, 1,300 yards, 13 touchdowns. All right, for Mr. Hill, I got him for 75 catches roughly, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. Where else? Woo! Sam, yeah.
The little feet better can take you fast.
Yes. I may be a little overzealous, but hey, I'm a Chiefs fan, and that's what we do.
Yep.
I got Sammy down for 60 catches, because, I mean, I do think he's the third option, naturally. I got over 60 catches, about 950 yards, and I got over 7 touchdowns. I think he will put in work in the red zone. Like him and Travis, I think they're going to do really well in the red zone. I just don't see how Kareem, you know, is a rushing leader again. But I got him down for 1,150 yards and 10 touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns, and 1 or 2 receiving touchdowns. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Kareem got to claim the title. They let Kamara get that reward, so Kareem got to come with it again.
Yeah, and that whole thing was BS anyway. Like, it's just that bad, like 6-week stretch where we could not win a game, and the offensive line run game was trash, killed him. Because he should have, I don't want to talk about it. The fact they finished third behind Kamara and McCaffrey really, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I don't get all that. But, so that's what I got. So that's just kind of where I am. We'll look at defense next week. and kind of go. I mean, you know, we're not gonna get really too statistically into the defense because you know that's a toss up. But
we just know right now defense is on life support.
Yes, especially the secondary. Especially the secondary. The front seven, I think, is gonna be much improved because they did get you know a very competent and capable inside linebacker. And Hitchens, so I think they're going to be just fine. So, front seven wise, like I said, secondary as long as EB's healthy and Veach addresses that number two cornerback, I think they'll be fine. Like if we get Breland in here, I'm 11-5. I'm sticking with it. I'm not saying that the dude is a one game winning player, but I think David Emerson is a one-loss losing player, you know.
Yeah.
He's that bad. So, yeah, so that's just kind of where we are. So, we're just going to wrap this motherfucker up. Number one is in the book. It's in the books, I'm sorry. So, just to wrap this up, once again, everybody, thank you for the support. It's been fun. You know, doing this, we're gonna get better and better. I promise. For the guys that, and the guys and gals that gave feedback, thank you, because that's the only way we're gonna get better at this.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on dealing with us, working keep with us, up. Support us. So, like, when we drop this on the 31st, I'm sorry, when we drop this officially on the 31st, just make sure you know you give it a listen. You know, you like it, you retweet this, you put it on Facebook, like, just get it out, because we want to reach the kingdom. It's like 2 million of us, maybe more, I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know.
All over.
You know, I'm down here in Clarksville, Tennessee, home of the 101st Airborne Division. I see Chiefs fans all over the place. A lot of Titans fans, which sucks, but, you know, we got some Chiefs people down here, like we everywhere. So let's get this out, and let's make this the number one Chiefs fan podcast out there. Yo-Yo, what you got for us to wrap this up?
Like you said, I just want to thank everybody for the support. Like you said, make sure y'all go check out our homie K Dean. He made the song. He got a whole song. It's hella dope. Make sure you go catch it on YouTube. It's called I'm a Chief. Make sure y'all go follow our Twitter page. It's Kevo_YoYo. And like we said, we're gonna keep doing the damn thing.
Yeah, we're gonna keep on doing it.
We appreciate y'all.
Yep, and just
we appreciate y'all for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we out.
We out. Peace.
Peace. When the Chiefs on Eric Barrett all day in the end zone. Can't believe we broke the record for the loudest. Arrowhead silly sucker where the crowd is. Other teams ain't no chance when we play at home. Especially when they playing this for their theme song. Best believe they gon' know what happened when them helmets cracking. Leaving them battered and bruised to tell them get the packet. If you wanna win here, better play hard. Never disrespect Kelsey, he'll pull your card. She told me I was like the Chiefs, I got the best D. So now she call me every Sunday, every damn week. Every day I wake up, I'm a chief. When I walk out the door, I'm a chief. White, yellow, red hat like a chief. If I had a long day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Hey, every day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Hey, every day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Ask me who I'm going for, who you think? What you tell them? Hey, hey, every day, I'm a chief. So close. Let's go. Man, I be changing my emotions like every week. Like if we don't win this game against this team, man, we weak. I be so mad I wanna pull my hair out. If another ref pull another flag out, I be like Tennessee. Next game done. Tampa Bay. Next game done. Oakland. Next game done. Pittsburgh. Next game done. Every day I wake up, I'm a chief. When I walk out the door, I'm a chief. White, yellow, red hat like a chief. If I had a long day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Hey, every day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Hey, every day, I'm a chief. What you tell them, man? Ask me who I'm going for, who you think? What you tell them? Hey, hey, every day, I'm a chief. Baby, please leave me alone when the Chiefs on. When your girl on your nerves, then you gotta tell her. Baby, please leave me alone when the Chiefs on. When your man on your nerves, then you gotta tell him.
Baby, please leave me alone when the Chiefs on. When your kids on your nerves, then you gotta tell them. Baby, please leave me alone when the Chiefs on. Everybody missing if you're looking for them. Let me help everybody in the city in attendance. You can catch us in the lot when we grilling. If you from out of town, you better not come here tripping. Cause the sea of red is always in the building. Hey! Every day I wake up, I'm a chief. When I walk out the door, I'm a chief. White, yellow, red hat like a chief. If I had a long day, I'm a chief.
What you tell them, man?
Hey, every day I'm a chief.
What you tell them, man?
Hey, every day I'm a chief.
What you tell them, man?
Ask me who I'm going for, who you think?
What you tell them?
Hey, every day I'm a chief. Every day I wake up, I'm a chief. When I walk out the door, I'm a chief. White, yellow, red hat like a chief. If I had a long day, I'm a chief.